blessing of his son be poured into all your land of one. Amen. Kind and restored us.
I was sick and dying on those who have accepted us to stand in this holy ground. In your presence, O Lord, where we can behold your face, O Lord.
Yes.
And we know that when we behold your face, we are transformed to become more and more like you.
Amen.
When Moses was beholding that face for days, O Lord, he came back transformed.
Amen.
So much that no human being could look at him and recognize Moses, O Lord.
Amen.
We could see the reflection of the Holy God through Moses, Heavenly Father. That's why we are coming, O Lord, day after day, night after night, O Lord, to stand so that your fire could bake us, O Lord,
amen,
and take out all greenness among us,
amen,
and replace it with your holiness, with your nature, with your image in us, O Lord. Because we are living in the day which you said, in that day they will know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Me in you and you in me.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you want to see your body, the body of Christ walking, oh Lord, on the streets of Dublin today. Because after your death and your resurrection, oh Lord, you went up and you sat on the throne, but you sent that Holy Spirit, oh Lord, so that there should be not only one Jesus, but they should see the body of Jesus on earth, oh Lord.
Amen.
And we have that responsibility today,
yes, Lord,
to carry that body everywhere so that our neighbors, so that our families and everyone must see you shining to us.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why we come. Take us, Heavenly Father, and lift us up, O Lord, in your presence, where we forget all the busyness of the world, where we'll be lifted, O Lord, and where we'll see and hear the oracles of God.
Amen.
Bless your servant who is going to talk to us tonight, O Lord.
Amen.
You know what you have placed in his heart.
Yes.
You know what provision you have made for us.
Amen.
Speak to every one of us and to our Lord. Answer every single request.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us the blessing of standing in your presence.
Amen.
Bless your people who are still on their way coming. Give them traveling mercy.
Amen.
Those who couldn't make it today, tonight, O Lord, for many various reasons, O Lord, bless them where they are.
Amen.
And keep them in your perfect will.
Yes, Lord.
Take now control in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 Praise him tonight, amen.
Amen.
Let's sing the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Counsel, amen. Amen.
Your hopes on things eternal.
sing the song, we come from far, we come from far.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we come from far,
from far, from far to save the Lord.
We come from far,
from far, from far to save the Lord.
We come from far,
from far to save the Lord.
We come from far,
from far to save the Lord.
It is by grace,
by grace,
by grace. Fill my way every day with God.
life, the truth, the way. There is no one than you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord Jesus, your name is a mighty tower.
Amen.
And we have run, Lord, because, Lord Jesus, we know we'll be safe, Lord. Father, tonight we thank you for generosity you have given to us. We thank you for our homes, in our working places, all in our schools. Oh, Lord Jesus, what our desert pattern, Lord Jesus. Oh, when our soul is hungering, when our soul is testing of God, for the heaven of things, Lord, where would we go? Nothing can stop us, Lord Jesus. So tonight, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all these grace that we, Lord, the fishing for us.
God has placed
that when man sinned, death approaching, he takes refuge somewhere. Amen. That instinct makes him to walk, find a place of safety. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For example, if a man sees a car out of control coming towards him, he will never stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
He definitely, that instinct in him will just let him jump, even if it is a mud, he will just jump into that mud.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That instinct is in man.
Amen.
But one thing we see that instinct works really good when it comes to physical death.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So tonight we're going to see whether in the spiritual side also,
do
we run to safety?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The spiritual side, if we can run to safety as the way how we run when we see physical death coming.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that we always hear and read all the time. When a nation sees that there is coming a storm or a hurricane or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even as we had recently here, Hurricane Ophelia.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the preparation the nation puts together.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
We put everything into it. All for what? To save life.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
They put everything. There will be news on the television and the vans going about. This day, stay at home, don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
And many things are put in place. All for the safety of what? Man.
Mm-hmm.
You want to save life. But you see, the whole thing becomes very surprising. Whilst there is coming, the other day, Brahman was talking about the oncoming storm.
Mm.
While there is coming a greater oncoming storm.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
A greater oncoming storm, and yet we don't see man making any preparation towards that.
Mm.
Which is a spiritual oncoming storm.
Mm.
So great it is. Which is going, which it means that it's talking, is it, the physical preparation they make is to save this our life here.
Mm.
But we forget about what? Eternal life.
Mm.
The greater oncoming storm.
Amen.
You don't see any sign that any nation is making towards that.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we are living in a Christian country.
Amen.
See? We are living in a Christian nation. And then, you see all these great preparations being made towards what?
Mm.
Hurricanes and whatever they call it, storms that are coming, winds and other things.
Mm.
Nations will put everything to make what? To save life.
Mm.
But then man forgets about the greater oncoming storm, which leads to what? Eternal life. The man doesn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So, tonight, let's look at something. I want to read something from the prophet. The prophet said here, he was saying about the instincts, that one time he was in India, Bombay, and in the newspaper was an article. That was the story. Is that it said a particular day all birds just flew away from their covers inside the walls. And in fact, those were the places where the birds built their nests, and that's where they that's inside the walls among the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and the cattle and the sheep. Also, along the wall, the cattle and the sheep normally take what? They come and stand by the shade of that wall. But on that particular day, he said, all of a sudden, these birds flew away from their homes and went out in the field, in the trees and bushes. And the cattle also moved out from around the fences. So the sheep went out in the fold and stood leaning against one another. Then the prophet said, something was fixing to happen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Right.
Something was fixing to happen. Because normally these bears, they live in these holes in the wall. Mm. And then the cattle, the sheep also, they come and stand by the shade of this wall. But that particular day, all the bears flew away.
Mm.
And then the cattle and the sheep also moved away from the shade and onto the field. And that's what the prophet said, that something was fixing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. If only man also will know that something is fixing to happen in our day, oh, then we have to also flee.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. He said, all of a sudden, there came an earthquake, shook all the walls down, and if the little bears had stayed in their nest, they would have been killed. If the cattle and the sheep would have stayed around those walls, they would have been killed. Said they stayed out for 2 days. Because there were constantly earthquakes coming, they're small and large. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The instinct was in them. They could know that it wasn't over yet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And he said, then after a while, the cattle and the sheep returned back again. The bears flew back to what homes they had left in the nest in the rocks and so forth. And the paper said, that's a sign that the earthquake was over.
Mm-hmm.
An instinct in what? In children and the animals to know that the earthquake was over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the prophet went on to say that, now look, God that led the bears and the sheep and the cattle into the ark is the same God that led them today.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
That God that led the bears and the animals into the ark is that same God that leads them today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And brother, that Noah's day, it was something that man should have even realized that something was fixing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Because the brother said here, he did it as God did. And if a bird, an animal, by instinct knows how to get away from the big towers of Babel, that's fixing to fall, how much more ought born again men and women to know how to flee out,
amen,
lean against one another.
Mm-hmm.
If there ever was a time we ought to lean on one another, it's right now.
Amen.
Amen. Come together, all of us together, and stay together. For the great towers of the great world system is going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
That an ensuing in of a kingdom that has no end, the millennium will begin one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Upon this, the prophet said, upon this, let's approach the word now. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Joshua 20:1-4. Then our second reading will be Proverbs 18:10. First reading, Joshua 20:1-4. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out of you cities of refuge, whereof I speak unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doeth flee unto one of these cities shall stand in the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. Amen. The second reading, Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Amen.
The righteous runneth into it and is saved.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we pray for a moment? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, grace tonight has called us, Lord, to your presence, O God. Father, we've read your word, which is admonishing us, Lord, to flee away from evil.
Amen.
To flee away from sin. To flee away from even the wrath that is to come, Lord.
Yes.
Father, tonight we are here to pray.
Yes.
And hearing your word of God, we pray the Lord Jesus, it will lay something upon our hearts, Lord, to see a greater oncoming storm.
Yes.
And to find a place of safety, O God.
Amen.
And we know the Lord Jesus, there is no other place that we can be safe than under the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Lord, keep us tonight under the blood, under your name, O God. We ask it in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. I love what the prophet said here in the message book of Queen of Sheba. Christian Demon 1961, he said, oh, we are all happy to be Christians, aren't we?
Amen.
I wonder what we could look tonight if it wasn't for Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I wonder what it could have been, probably for you and me, if it had not been Christ.
Amen.
Have we considered that question before, that if I had not been Christ, where would I have been tonight?
Praise the Lord.
What hope would we have if it had not been Christ? Where could we settle? Where could we base anything for a foundation today outside of Christ?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Where? What can we use as a base, a foundation, apart from Christ?
Praise the Lord.
And the prophet said, oh, sinner friend, you in this little auditorium tonight, let me warn you, flee from the wrath that is to come.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is only one hiding place.
Amen.
I'm glad that God made a city of refuge.
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We run in and are saved.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So from the scripture we read, the prophet was saying that it's very clear that God ordered that there build some cities, or some cities to be chosen, where it will be a city of refuge. So that if a man or someone unwittingly, amen, not intentionally commits maybe murder or something like that, he can run into that city and then plead his cause. He has to declare his cause. what has actually happened. He had to do a kind of what? Confession. Praise the Lord. At the gates. And then the elders will allow him to come into the city. Because the prophet was saying that in that message that that man that has committed this murder, he will not be left alone. Because the family of the one that has been murdered will do everything. They will chase him down. Because the prophet said that during those days, it was what? Truth for truth.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so if you have killed our family member, we will also kill you.
Amen.
So they will be chasing this man. He becomes a fugitive. Running. And if he could run into one of these cities and declare, as confess, and make what he has committed, praise the Lord. Take notice of that. It's very important, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because we are talking the natural, but we look at the whole thing in the spiritual. You have to declare, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have to confess to the elders. And then they will allow you into the city, and you are saved. Praise God.
Amen.
So that was the scripture that we read. Amen. And so the prophet was saying here, he said, and so we could stop. We couldn't, he said, and so he couldn't stop anywhere. He was a fugitive. He didn't know what to do. And he was on the run. A very type of today. I think that was causing so much pressure. We are on the run. That's what the matter with the world today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, what is happening now? Around. You already heard the news.
Amen.
Amen. President Trump has already declared Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel.
Amen.
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 And we know that it's going to be real something. We don't know what is actually going to happen. Praise the Lord. But something is fixing to happen.
Amen.
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 Now, knowing they are wrong, see, you must know that you are wrong.
Praise the Lord.
You must know that what you have been on is what is contrary. Praise the Lord. Is that knowing they are wrong, knowing the coming of the Lord is at hand, and the pressure is building up, and they are on the run. This world, everyone is on the run.
Praise the Lord.
Because every man, whether you are an atheist, a believer, a make believer, a lukewarm believer, there is an instinct in you that tells us something is fixing to happen.
Right.
And the people that don't believe in God, they know that something is fixing to happen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is in there. No one can run away from it. They feel it. That man who said there is no God. Oh, he lies. There is an instinct in him telling that something is fixing to happen.
Amen.
And that the end is not just what you die. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, there is something fixing to happen. They know it. Amen. Said they are drinking themselves to death with pleasures and everything else. See, they are on the run. They know there is something fixing to happen.
Right.
My brother, do you feel it?
Amen.
My sister, do you feel it?
Amen.
So the question is, we're going to find out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you are in the right place of safety. He said, the world speaks of it. We know that something is fixing to happen. The world knows, the world may be blown up before daylight. Even if they don't know anything at all, they know that one of these days, this world is going to be blown out. Every nation under tension. Why?
Praise the Lord.
Every nation is under tension. Every nation is preparing against the other nation. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, in the spiritual realm, we've got to make sure that we are behind that spiritual firewall.
Amen.
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 We are behind what? That are the spiritual firewall, the firewall of our age.
Amen.
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 The other day, the pastor was preaching here about the firewall. See, that's his, I don't know too much of a computer. It's a network that protects your what? Your computer from viruses and worms and other things.
Mm.
Amen. Spiritually also, every age had had a firewall.
Amen.
Amen.
And this our age, there is a firewall.
Amen.
And that firewall, you got to be behind that firewall.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you are out of that firewall, my brother, you are dead.
Amen.
Because, okay, now, let's look at the firewall that was at the time of what? Martin Luther. Martin Luther's firewall cannot what? Protect you today.
That's right.
But it could protect the people of that day.
Amen.
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 The same also, Wesley's firewall protected only that age. See? And in this our age also, there is the only one firewall. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the message of our day.
Amen.
Because the prophet said, the word of God for every age comes to only one man.
Amen.
Only one man the word of God comes to. And so if you are not able to recognize that man of your age and the message that he brought, my brother, rather your firewall, you are out of the world. Praise God. So we, God, we have our firewall this time that we are living in.
Amen.
Brother, where are you? Because the worms and the viruses, that's the only, the message of our day is the only firewall. That's why I said when the enemy shall come in like a flood, he said the Spirit of God will raise what? A standard.
Amen.
So our standard for our day is the message of the hour.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And if you are not behind it, that firewall, my brother, you are what? You are gone. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet was saying here, now, the people could come to this city of refuge if accidentally he done something wrong. Amen.
Amen.
If accidentally he done something wrong. My brother, all of us here, accidentally, we've done something wrong.
Amen.
Because the scripture says we have been born in sin, shaped in iniquity.
Amen.
We could not determine our own birth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so that's where we are. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, if accidentally we've done something wrong, yes, we all of us, because we have been born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Because we could not determine or control our own birth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said he didn't mean to. He would come to the city of refuge and go to the gate. The gatekeeper would ask him why he's coming. What was his idea of coming? Then his case was pleaded. And when his case was pleaded, the gate and the man be found innocent. He did it not willfully. Then the man was taken into the city as a place of what? refuge.
Amen.
So the prophet said, now, if you want to do right, I'm glad tonight to tell you that there is a city of refuge.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't want to do wrong, the enemy is after you, then there is a way of escape.
Amen.
My brother, many of us, we are being pursued. Amen. We are being pursued. Your thoughts and your mind and everything. Always. The world, the things of this world is always bringing some kind of impact upon your life. We are being pursued. But my brother, the prophet said there is only a way of escape. And that escape is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's one place you can come and let off the steam. If you're under any kind of pressure, that also, there's only one place you can let off that steam.
Amen.
He said, there's a place where you can come and let off the steam, but you see, you love to sin, you don't want God, then the enemy is going to overtake you somewhere. You can't come to Christ because you don't want to. Amen. Tonight, my brethren, who are still not yet come behind the firewall, let us tonight begin to examine ourselves. That you can't come to Christ because you don't want to. So it becomes something like what? A free will. So the prophet said, when this man comes to Christ, this place of refuge, when a man comes in the Old Testament, the first thing, he has to come upon his own free will. That's the first thing.
Amen.
You have to approach Christ on a free will.
Amen.
It shouldn't be something that is being forced upon you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But it should be a free will. But if it becomes like you are being forced, my brother, it will not work.
Amen.
If it's because of, oh, my father is putting pressure on me, it will not work.
Amen.
Or it's because, the pastor says so, it will not work. Or it's because the message says so and so, I have to be at church. It will not work.
Amen.
It got to be a free will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That you willingly want to come to Christ.
Amen.
So that's what one thing tonight we got to examine our hearts.
Amen.
That have we come to the Lord with a free will heart? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Or is it because there is some kind of pressure? That's why you are seated here, my brother, to not work. Tonight, re-examine yourself again. And then declare tonight at the gates.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Declare tonight at the gates that I've come on my free will because I am being pursued.
Amen.
And I want a place of safety.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said another thing, the prophet said another thing. You must be satisfied while you are there.
Amen.
So look at the two things now. One, someone who is still outside the firewall. You got to be what? You have to come with a free will and declare your cause. Why you have come. Praise the Lord. Tonight. Praise the Lord. And then there is another one. He said, you must be satisfied while you are there. Oh, maybe we are behind the firewall. All right. Amen. All of us, we are behind the firewall. But the Proverbs going to say something. He said what? You got to be satisfied.
Amen.
Amen.
Once you are in.
Amen.
Amen. You can't hang around every day crying. I would like to get out here. I would like to get out here. My brother, my sister.
Amen.
You get it? Amen. Amen. Once you are in, there must never be that desire that you want to go out.
Amen.
He said, you've got to be satisfied.
Amen.
There will be ups and downs once you are in, but you've got to be what? Satisfied.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we enter in, we become what? The sheep of his pasture. Praise the Lord. There will be the ups and downs. But he said, the promise that you've got to be satisfied. Not all the time crying, oh, I would like to go out here. I would like to do this. I would like, no, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It will not work. Amen. Said, they put you out. See? They put you out. Mm-hmm. Because you are not ready to live. You must willfully want to stay.
Amen. That's what the Proverbs say.
You must willfully want to stay. It must be that you want to stay in that city.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And please, my brother, my sister, if you go there with that free will, you never thought of what? Coming out again.
Amen.
If you know very well that out there, the people are still waiting to kill you, my brother, nothing will actually move you to what? To ever think of what? Going out. Praise the Lord. You will stay no matter how the situation, whatever rules and regulations are in that city, you are ready to what? To abide by them.
Mm.
You will never think of what? Going out. That's what the Proverbs is saying here. You must willfully want to stay. It must be that you want to stay in that city. And I love what the prophet said here. Oh, amen.
Amen.
He said, and when you come to Christ, you can't look back to the world.
Amen.
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 When you come to Christ, you cannot look back to the world.
As the Bible said, he that puts his hands on the plow and tends to look back is not worthy of plowing.
Amen.
Now, there's where so many so-called Christians make their mistake. See? They act like they are going to plow. But the first thing comes along, they blow up about it. Oh. The man that wants to stay in the refuge, he can't go there complaining. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here when you come in. There's not a question of complaining. And but I say you are willing.
Amen.
Like today, look at the weather out there. You are willing to come in. Praise the Lord. Nothing stands in there as a hindrance to you. That's the kind of being your heart willing to want to be in the house of God, to be in his presence, to be in that city of refuge, to be behind that firewall. He must want to stay. No complaining about it. Outside, he dies. Inside, he's safe.
Amen.
That's what he always is in his mind and his heart. That when he's outside, he's dead.
But when he's inside, it's not safe.
Amen.
Oh, the prophet said something. Amen. That, well, I want to say something to the people here, if we are not a Christian. I come to this city of refuge. The prophet said, I came to this city of refuge 31 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This message was preached in a... This message was preached in 1962. Mm-hmm. He said, I come to this city about 31 years ago. And brother, I've never wanted to go out.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I come into Christ and everything that I long for was in here.
Amen. Amen.
And I don't want to go out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everything that I'm looking for is right here.
Amen.
So what's the need for me to go out? My brother, let's look. Listen. What can the world give you? What at all can the world give to you? Praise the Lord. This is your house, your heart. Amen. When you rent this house to Satan, praise the Lord, he will never pay rent. Oh, yes. But you got to feed him.
Amen.
You got to feed him. Because he will be in that house. He said, oh, I want to smoke. And you have to take your money.
Amen.
To go and buy that what? Cigarette and what? Feed him. What say, tell me? You rent your house, your heart to him.
Amen.
He will not pay rent. And you go to feed him.
Amen.
Oh, I want alcohol. And you run to go and use your hard-earned money to buy alcohol and feed him.
Amen.
Oh, is that what you want?
Amen. Oh, my brother, my
Amen.
Oh, in there say, oh, well, that guy's name is called, the name starts with J. That's a, or any pop, what you call it? Any pop star, what is the name? That young boy, I think his name starts with J.
Justin Bieber.
Huh?
Justin Bieber. Jay-Z.
Ah, well, what is my being? Praise the Lord. But there are many of them. Oh, he's in town. And then he, in your house, say, hey, today, that guy is in town. We are going over there. Praise the Lord. And then you have to what? Use your money to buy a ticket and go in there. You see, my brother, what is going to give to you?
That's right.
Just what? Preparing you to die just like that. Look, you see, we are not looking down on anyone out there. But look at the people that have sold their homes, rented their homes to the devil. Look at the way how the devil has really made them so look so miserable.
Amen.
It's an evidence out there. So why do you want to stay outside the city of refuge? It seems I pursue you all the time. Now tonight, you have come to the gate.
Amen.
The declare to the elders at the gate tonight.
Amen.
That now, I'm being pursued. I'm being pursued. Whatever is pursuing you, confess to them.
Amen.
Because you need to tell them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the gates will be open for you to enter in. Amen.
Amen.
And if there is only one, if all of us are already in, then my brother, we've got to watch our murmurings.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And our complaints.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, today the weather is so bad. And oh, today I have some kind of my brother, my sister complaining. Let's watch it. That's the same murmuring in the wilderness that the people were not able to enter. Murmurings, they provoked God. Let's watch, because our murmurings, they are all provocations to God. So if we are in, as the prophet said, 31 years he came into the city. He has never ever felt anything like going out. Because all that he's looking for is right in the city here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Out there, my brother, what is there? What is there? The news. Our children that are coming up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen closely. Amen. Hmm? Savior. Huh? Out there, it's dead. Praise the Lord. As you come in, stay. Huh? There's safety here. All that you need is provided here.
Amen.
Just ask by faith, and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, and so the prophet said, I pray daily, oh God, I'm so happy here. Just let me stay.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. The prophet said, I pray every day. Oh, God, I'm happy here. Let me stay.
Amen.
I never want to leave.
Amen.
And I know he will never leave me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I know he will never leave you also.
Amen.
And the pressure gets great. And if it does, then he is our outlet. So we don't have to worry about it at all.
Amen.
Glory be to his name. Amen.
Amen.
He said, in the city of refuge, he took your worries.
Mm.
He took your worries. You don't have to have it at all.
Mm.
So my brother, if you are having any things that worry you, my brother, cast everything on him.
Amen.
He said, you don't need to worry at all. He said, cast your cares on him, and he careth for you.
Amen.
Don't you worry about your cares.
Amen.
That is his business.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not your business.
Amen.
That's his business.
Amen.
When it comes to the Lord, that's my problem. It's your business now. Last Wednesday, you heard it already. Praise the Lord. Brothers gave me a car and someone smashed into us. Tonight, while we were coming to church, brother, every day before we leave home, we pray.
Mm-hmm.
And even pray for other road users.
Mm-hmm.
That God keep everyone safe to his or her destination.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just drove into us.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
It's one of those things.
Mm.
So, I was worrying when I got to say, oh Lord, forgive me.
Mm.
I cast all onto you now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because I was trying to concentrate when after this thing happened, I wanted to study. It was not working.
Mm.
And thank God, Brother Wilmo brought something for us to discuss, and it has taken away everything away from me. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Knowing that once, why must I worry?
Mm.
I should what? Put everything on. He knows why it has to happen that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He understands, he knows it. Why it should be so. Praise God.
Amen.
Because that particular road, it's a straight road, about 3 kilometers straight, and so the car, when they get to that place, every car is speeding. It was, it's a very dangerous place. So it was only God that saved us. It could be something really fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So everything is in his hands. Praise God. So that's the way how God does his things, you see. In his pasture, we are the sheep of his pasture. But in the pasture, once we are in there, we are not one. Will is what? The door.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank the Lord.
Amen.
So, my brother, there is something that the prophet said, something is fixing to happen.
Amen.
Question for us to close now. We must be able to recognize that something is fixing to happen.
Amen.
This Noah's day, that day in Noah's time, the people saw the animals moving in pairs into the ark. Wasn't this strange to the people? Nobody didn't go to the forest, the bush, to what? To tell them how to send the animals into the ark. Amen. But the animals were coming by themselves. The prophet said, God did it.
Amen.
Amen. And that was a scene that should have told the people that something was fixing to happen.
Right.
That animals coming in pairs, entering into the ark, and then man is standing looking at it. Noah's day. He said that was the last warning to the people.
Amen.
Today, my brother, my sister, there is something we got to also see, that something is fixing to happen.
Amen.
Because the same Noah's day, but something is fixing to happen. And if the animals had that instinct, amen, to enter into the ark, a place of safety. What about the prophet is asking? We, that I will say we are born again Christians. Seeing all what is going around us. And we still want to stay outside the firewall, the message of the hour. We don't want to live by it. Then, my brother, my sister, you want to call what? Death upon your own self. Man is always ready to put every effort into what? Saving life. This present life we are in, but he's forgotten about what eternal life. What effort this nation or any other nation is putting toward? Towards what? Christ is coming. You can never hear it anywhere. But they preach it every day. But what is what? What are they putting in place? My brother, tonight, the prophet said, 31 years he has been here. And he always prayed that, Lord, let me stay here. I don't want to go. Amen. My brother, if we are in, let us pray tonight also. The Lord, then help me. I don't want to go.
Right.
I want to stay in the city.
Yes.
This place of safety. Because behind this firewall, I know that all the nothing can infiltrate into it and come and touch me. Praise the Lord. But if you see yourself outside, my brother, tonight, the gate is there. Go. The elders are there. Tell them, declare your cause. What is pursuing you? What are the little things that easily besets you? That makes it impossible for you to live in that or to enter into that city. Confess to him. Confess to the gate man. Praise the Lord. He will take you, open the door for you to enter tonight. And you've got to be what? A free will. Don't make it as a, oh, the preacher is saying it, okay, let me just also pray. No, sir! But tonight, first thing, I've come, Lord, on my free will.
Amen.
Nothing but my free will.
Amen.
I've come to the gate. And I'm declaring, Lord Jesus, the thing that easily besets me, that caused me always surrender everything to you. I want you to open the gate so that I can come into a place of safety. I'm being pursued. I need the doors to be opened, the gate to be opened on me. How many will do that tonight?
Amen.
Glory to bless you. Brother said, my brother, there is a provision in the city of refuge. Amen. Anything that you are looking for is in that city. He said, now, I don't want to read the Bible. He said, the prophet is saying, the gospel, there's some gross darkness upon the people today. Mm-hmm. He said, the gospel blinds those who are not willing to accept it.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. The same gospel blinds people that will not accept it. He said, the same gospel that blinded the Jews, that same gospel is what we are holding today, and is what is upon the churches now.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. It's upon the churches. That same gross darkness is upon the churches. But praise be to God that you have been able to hear what the Spirit has been saying to your age.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the prophet said, that is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the word of your day is where the Holy Spirit comes. And you have been able to hear what the Spirit is saying in your age. My brother, that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Stay in there and never think of what ever going on. Never murmuring, no complaining. Just look unto Him. Praise the Lord. Oh, my sisters. Many of you are here. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Look unto Him.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. In every situation. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How many love Him? Musicians, can as we sing one song and we put ourselves into a prayer for Him as the Holy Spirit leads us.
Mm-hmm.
How many love Him?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. The city of refuge. Let's grant it, and you will see.
Yeah.
And His name is a mighty tower.
Mm-hmm.
And the righteous run into it, and you are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run to it now, and you will see.
His presence.
of us, Lord, are being pursued. And here, Lord, we stand by the gate with the free will, Lord Jesus, we want to declare to our cause. And we know the Lord Jesus, you will not close the gates of this. As long as, Lord, we have come with a willing heart, Lord, not under any pressure from anyone, but willingly, Lord, I have seen that I am being pursued. I've tried all to keep myself away from my enemies, but yet, Lord, it has never worked. But tonight, I've heard you. I don't want to harden my heart, Lord. Freely I have come.
Amen.
And willingly, Lord, I have come.
Amen.
And from the deep of my heart, Lord, I declare my cause.
Amen.
These are the things that, Lord, I have committed. And I ask, Lord Jesus, your wonderful grace is always sufficient, Lord.
Amen.
That you hear my cause and pardon as I plead, O God.
Amen.
You help me.
Amen.
I am weak. And I need, Lord, your quickening, Lord.
Amen.
Father, open the gate. And accept, Lord, my feeble, Lord Jesus, strengthen me, O God.
Amen.
Lord, that's my plea tonight.
Amen.
I've come. With all willing hearts. My brother, my sister, as you stand before him tonight. Why you came? You've got to say something to him. And if you are already in, as the prophet said, 31 years I've never ever had any urge to go out. I have always loved to stay here because everything that I need is here. The proverb is admonishing us that as we are in, we must watch our murmurings, our grumblings, our complaints. All that he wants us to do is to turn to him in time of need. We are the sheep of his pasture.
Amen.
And he is the door to the pasture. No one can come in as long as he is the door. But we will have our ups and downs. But yet he knows them.
Amen.
So tonight, if you are in, ask the Lord, Lord, I need more. Of your quickening.
Amen.
I want, Lord Jesus, all to receive from you, O God.
Amen.
Let me always be ready to accept whatever, Lord Jesus, come our way.
Amen.
As long as your hands is in it, O God.
Amen.
No grumbling.
Amen.
No complaining.
Amen.
Let my heart be steady.
Amen.
Let me feel the Lord Jesus, I am safe as long as, O God, I am under your name, O Lord Jesus, which is a mighty tower. Lord Jesus, tonight, individually, we come before you to plead our cause. Lord Jesus, turn your ears and hear us, Lord, individually. As we pray, Lord Jesus, we know that, oh God, we will never leave you the same. We believe that, oh God, you meet each and every one according to your riches and glory. Because in your home, there is plenty. Brothers, as we sang that song, I surrender all. Surrender all to you. Let's pray.
Thank you.
speak to me. I need your Jesus. More of you, God.
To run the city.
Where you have brought me this far. In my heart. Never ever be your God. Desire, Lord.
Father,
to go out the Lord Jesus. I the Lord Jesus of God will be my place to live of God unto eternal life. As David said, one thing, O Lord, I desire of you, and that way I will seek after and to dwell in your presence, to be in your presence. I want that Jesus every day, every hour, every minute. I want to behold your beauty. I want that Jesus to inquire into your temple.
I am Lord, in the granting, Lord Father, Lord, the desires of my heart, I'm so thankful to all of you.
Let your light,
Lord, mercy, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, show me a way, Father. Lord, and I may continue to walk in your way.
Tonight, I declare my cause tonight. I will never desire to go back. I have been with
Jesus. Father, let you be with us in Christ. And all that we do, Lord, may be with us in Jesus. And we commit to all, Father, and serve to you. You have been with us in Christ. Praise be our Father, Lord, and
accept me. My enemies have resisted all those
Father, I want to know
that tonight I stand by the gate tonight. I do that willingly. I do that. Reading from my hand, I
declare.
Open the gate. Open the gate.
Lord,
I want to enter in.
Father, help him to look up to heaven tonight. Lord, God, and this debt of glory, his eyes fixed on the cross, God, you did it for me, Lord. I know you will do it for me, you've done it for me. Thank you so much, Lord. Bless our brother Samuel, the hospital. Lord, I commit him to you that you continue to work in him until he is well and strong, until we hear his testimony. We thank you, in Jesus' name.
Let us pray once again. Let's commit this our church into the hands of the Lord. We know that the enemy is not happy when he sees the true believers, children of God, gathered together like this. Any way that they will try to come in. Let's pray for one another in this church. Let's pray for our pastor. Because he is the most target of the enemy.
Amen.
Let's remember in prayer the deacons, the ministers, the trustees, parents, husbands and wives. And most especially, let's remember our children. Let's pray once again. That the pillar of fire will surround them. That the Lord will keep them in the city. Let's pray once again. Our children. Pray for the children of God. That the Lord will keep each and every one of them in the city of refuge. Under that mighty tower, the name of Jesus Christ. That the name of the Lord will be their banner wherever they go. Let it be upon their forehead, upon their lips, upon their ears, that they hear nothing but Christ, that they hear nothing but the word, that all they can hear is Christ, Christ.
Where he works away the family, try and take away the children, that is me, take away the parents as well. Father, help us, Lord, to see what it is. But the enemy has desire to destroy. Lord, he's not here to heal, but to destroy. So we stand against him, Lord, by claiming our children under the tree. Lord, I pray for my own children. I commit them into your hands. Father, I'm so thankful that you gave me this help to raise them in the fear of the Lord. I pray, O God, that you would help me to be such a father that would wave the word of God before them continually, that my life may be an example unto them, O God. I ask, Father, that you fill me with wisdom. Lord, to know what to do when the hour of temptation is before me. Lord, I ask, Father, that you help me, Lord, that when I open my mouth, Lord, may be, O God, that, Father, it's only your word that will guide me to speak the things that ought to be spoken. Father, when the temptation is grown high, Lord, tempt me, Lord, to try and to say the wrong thing. I ask for your grace, Lord, that you help me, Father, Lord, to be under subjection to my will. I commit these little ones to you, Father. Please be merciful.
Just some few days ago, If you remember, we prayed for Sister Widow and her family. The baby we prayed for a few weeks had passed away yesterday in Zimbabwe. And we want to remember our precious Sister Widow and her family, that the Lord will be their comforter. And commit that letter to us, that he listened to us. We know where he is. We came from him, and he's gone back to him. And the Lord will keep him there. So let's pray for that baby, as he's in the hands of the Lord. The Lord gave, and he's taken away. Blessed be to his name. Because we know we are in the city. And anything that happens, if the Lord has not allowed it, it can never happen. Because he is the door to the pasture. So let's remember our Sister Widow and the family. Let's remember them in the Lord and comfort them. Let's pray.
Keep them, Lord Jesus, and comfort them, O God, because we are people that have hope, because we have a memorial to look to, that entity. We thank you in Jesus' name. And then we have another prayer request here. Our precious sister Dude and the family, they will be traveling to Africa, and they will be away for about 6 weeks. We'll be leaving here this coming Sunday. And let us commit them into the hands of God. The city of refuge is not only here. Even as they go, wherever they are within that city of refuge, and the Lord will keep them safely. We are going in and coming in. As he said, you will never allow the sun to smite it by day or the moon by night. You will preserve our going out and coming in. That you will preserve their going out and coming in. And the purpose for which they are traveling, that the Lord will let it be a great blessing, not only unto them, but the very people they will meet, let it be a blessing. And let them come back with testimony to the glory of the Lord. Let's come them to the name of the Lord. We are within
Jesus. Oh, what you have raised, the standard you have raised. Your answer is our day of downtown
and we know.
We are Lord behind us in mighty power. The name of Jesus. Where none can enter.
Watch over them, Lord. Commit them to you. So much, Lord, even as he tried on Wednesday to keep our brother away, yet, Lord, Father, all things work together for good.
Amen.
We are so thankful, Lord, that Father, you have given us a word today, Lord, and
thank
you have
you,
shown
Lord.
To us, Father, that there is a city of refuge,
Amen.
And we do not have to perish out there, but
Amen.
That we can come as long as we are willing,
Amen.
Lord, and there sits here many people that have been in this city for many years, oh God.
Yes.
I pray, Lord Jesus, just to thank you, Lord, that you have opened the gates once more of
Amen.
This city.
Amen.
That if there be anybody today that is willing to enter in, Lord, it is open, Lord, and there is still more space for many, Lord.
Yes,
I'm thankful for that, oh God. That Father, oh God, there's still mercy for the sinner, Lord.
Yes.
I just
Amen.
Pray tonight, Father, that if there be any that is sitting in our midst, Lord, that are not sure whether they are in or outside of this city, Lord, may you grant us grace enough in our hearts to examine, Lord, the way that we have walked, Lord, to examine our every motive, all the things that we have done, that we may be honest within ourselves, Lord, to see where we stand, whether we are behind the firewall or on the other side.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, the hour has now come upon this earth, Lord,
Amen.
Where there are hideous things that have come into this earth,
Amen.
Things, Lord, that man has no answer to, things that are overrunning, Lord, even presidents, even potentates, Lord. Father, it is something the world has never seen, Lord.
Right.
Father, but there is no other place of refuge except in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I pray you help us, Father, that we run to that place with our families, we run with our children, that we leave none behind, for it's an urgent thing, oh God.
Amen.
The enemy has come to destroy, he has come to take away and to kill, even as we remember, Lord, the family of this little baby that has passed away. What a cruel thing the enemy is, oh God. But Father, we are thankful that you are the fountain of love.
Hallelujah.
You are, Lord, full of grace and mercy.
Amen.
So we cast ourselves into your hands,
yes.
And we pray even for those that are mourning.
Lord, be with them, Lord, and comfort them tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Father, remembering even our brother, Lord, from Scotland, who was to visit on Sunday, Lord, losing his father today, we pray that you comfort him, Lord, that you will hold him, Lord, in this hour, Lord, of need. He has stood, Lord, to preach thy word for many years, Lord. We ask, Father, that you be with him tonight, Lord. Father, we pray also for our brother Sam in the hospital, Lord, thanking you for what you are doing for him, Lord. Restoring him, Lord, even when they had given up on him. Father, we are so thankful that, Father, you remembered him, Father. Bless our sister Dube, Lord, and the family as they go.
Lord,
give them a refreshing time, Lord,
and
bring them safely, Lord. May we hear many testimonies upon their return. We commit their house into your hands as they depart and leave it empty. Lord, may you be the occupant of it, Lord. Father, watch over them, Lord. May they bring the good news also,
Lord,
to the saints in Zimbabwe, Lord.
Amen.
We are so thankful, Lord, that you protected our brother Maxwell and his family.
Amen.
Lord, we commit him into your hands. May you restore all the things, Lord, that the enemy had desired to take away from them.
Yes,
Father, we commit, Lord, the weekend service into your hands. Be with our pastor, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that you help, Lord, Father, even in the weather up there, that you clear the roads for them, Lord, that we may be able to meet with them on Sunday.
Yes.
To commit it all into your hands. Be with us as we go home tonight. Lord, help us, Father, to always look up to you, Lord, in every situation. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give us some.